this is our returning champion, Michael Friedman from Las Vegas, Nevada. Stand by to see Michael play for an African safari valued at $16,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $31,219 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You were very kind. I appreciate it. Thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. We'd like to welcome back our champion. He has been on a roll. Fine champion, Michael Friedman. Hello, Michael.
Good evening, Jim.
You've passed a lot of wonderful things, kept putting money into the bank. Now you've got $382 in that bank account. So a win today with $63 more. That's how far you are away. $63 more and the win, $16,000 beautiful safari to Africa. I got to intrigue you further, Michael. $148, you can have that luxury car worth over $31,000. Oh, that makes you smile, though. Okay. Are you ready to go today?
I'm ready, Jim.
Good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. I like that outfit.
Thank you.
Whom did you bring us?
Our first challenger is a solar sales representative from Alta Loma, California. Help us welcome Cindy Nilsson.
Hi there, Cindy.
Our next challenger is a versatile actor from Hollywood, California. Give a hearty hello to Brian Mulholland.
Hello there, Brian. See you a little later with some bargain summer. Thank you. Brian, a versatile actor. What is meant by that?
Well, I hope I'm versatile. On stage, I've done contemporary comedy and heavy drama, but I've also done a lot of classical work and musicals.
Well, that's terrific. You are indeed versatile. Nice to have you here with us.
Thanks.
And Cindy, a solar sales representative? In what way?
I go into people's homes and show them how they can save a lot of money by converting to solar energy.
Yeah? Does it work?
It's very, very excellent.
Oh, sounds like you believe in the product.
Yes,
good to have you here.
Thank
as well. $20 for all three players to get you started. Start off with this. The original odd couple of the movies consisted, Michael?
Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
You got them both. You've got $5 for the correct answer. Michael goes to 25. Yes, indeed. Historically, what people lived in homes called wiki-ups, teepees, Michael?
Indians.
Indians, American Indians, and five more for Michael going to 30. This is the only two-toed bird on Earth. Cindy?
Duck, I have no idea.
It's also the tallest at 8 feet. I had 8 foot duck looks a little strange. No, an ostrich.
Yes.
An ostrich only has two toes. I'm sorry about that, Cindy. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Complete the following. Hell hath no fury like Brian.
A woman scorned.
That sounds like a line you'd say very well. Yes, indeed. A woman scorned. Here's Brian gives it 20 bucks. Matter of fact, that's not a line from Shakespeare, but William Congreve wrote that. You all remember old Bill, don't you, out there? What famous boat of the Bible was made from gopher wood? Brian.
Noah's Ark.
Yeah, gopher wood it is, and Ark it is, and Brian goes to 30, tying Michael. Time now for an instant bargain. When an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Michael and Brian, we're in a tie. Now, only one of you can have this. Remember, a sale surprise with a bonus could come up. You never know. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer. For one of you, this is yours.
Lend an ear to elegance and to these beautiful earrings. Mabe pearls in lovely gold settings. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. These earrings are normally priced at $500. And today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only
$5. $500 earrings. Aren't they lovely? They look very good on you there, Dara. And Brian and Michael, you're both single, and Dara likes them. So listen, I'll try to sell things. Brian, Michael, $5. Sell it to you for less than one question. You can have it for $4. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Can't imagine why two single fellows weren't interested in the earrings. Well, back with us. Your decision. Name the TV sitcom on which Judge Harry Stone presides. Michael.
Night Court.
Nice, zany, oddball people. Night Court it is. Michael begins with 35 in the lead. Name the poet biographer who won the Pulitzer Prize for the biography. Michael.
Carl Sandburg.
Entitled Abraham Lincoln, The War Years, you are right. Yes, indeed. Good anticipation by the champion. Carl Sandburg it is. Members of this organization pledge their head, heart, health, and hands. Cindy.
The Masons.
No.
No.
Head, heart, health, and head. 4-H Club.
Yes.
4-H. Really tried to help you, Cindy.
Oh,
cost you $5. Sorry about that. Don't be nervous now. You're my friends. You relax. It's time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of information. Buzz in when you know. A famous fictional character. I am a character in German folklore. My story is told in a poem by Robert Browning. According to legend,
a certain town was overrun with rodents. Michael?
Pied Piper.
Pied Piper of Hamelin. And it is Michael who gets the pick of the board. Nine numbers up on the board. Money, cards, cash, prizes. Take a good look and pick out which number you like.
Number one, please.
And behind number one, we have
$5. Here's a $5 money card. That gets added to your score, Michael. Michael goes to 45, and he's got a $15 lead. And already, Brian and Cindy have got some catching up to do with this fine champion. We'll find out if they can do it right after this. Don't go away. Our champion, Michael Friedman, already within $18 of that fabulous African safari, but he must win. Right now, he enjoys a $15 lead. And it's Michael at 45, Brian at 30, Cindy at 10. Back with us. What nickname is shared by a governor of California, John Wayne, and a... Michael?
The Duke.
And a band leader named Ellington Duke, and it's exactly what it is. Michael hits the $50 mark. What great Simon and Garfunkel song started with the words, "Hello, darkness"? Michael?
Bridge over troubled water.
New. "Hello, darkness, my old friend, that sounds of silence." Champion takes a backward step, losing five, down to 45. What paired word often accompanies flotsam to describe objects, Michael?
Jetsam.
That's right, flotsam and jepsam. Found floating or washed ashore, and Michael gets that $5 right back. Brian, he's just beating you to the buzzer there, just quickly. On a Celsius thermometer, at what temperature does water boil? Michael?
100 degrees.
100 degrees it is, and Michael goes to 55, yeah. Well, now, Michael, you've got a little breathing space. You have a $25 lead, so with that in mind, you might be interested in this.
Michael, to help with one of life's little hang-ups, here's this handsome valet, an attractive addition to your home or office, combining brass and mahogany. It's designed to accommodate your coats, pants, or skirt from Abercrombie & Fitch. Plus, this handsome suit of clothes for the lady, an outfit imported from France. It's featuring a sleek-cut sports coat, slacks, and a sporty shirt to match. It's yours with a gift certificate from Daniel Hester. This pair is normally priced at $995. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $10.
That's very nice. Clothes for a lady. Let me give you this back, Tina, so we can look at this for Michael. Clothes for a lady friend. This is very nice.
I think it's lovely.
It's very, thank you. I'm so glad you said that, Michael. It is gorgeous. Would it be more attractive? You still have the lead. You still have a $15 lead. Would it be more attractive if I balanced out each shoulder here with $200, $400 in cash, $1,395 bargain, and you would still have a $15 lead? Going once, going twice, for the ball. Enjoy the clothes, enjoy the rack, and the $400 in cash, and of course we knock the $10 off your score, $15 lead over Brian. Back with this. A man named Thomas Jackson earned a famous nickname during the battle. Brian.
Stonewall.
Or a bull run in the Civil War, Stonewall Jackson it is. Brian goes to 35. This, the European city in which the first successful subway was constructed in... Brian?
London.
Is 1863. Man, they call it the tube, and London it is. And Brian makes a move, pulling it into $5 for the champion. Copperhead, Carl, Michael.
Snakes.
And Cottonmouth are three deadly types of snakes, is exactly what it is. And Michael is heard from $10 lead again. With which branch of the United States military do you identify the name Stephen... Michael?
The Air Force.
Stephen Decatur. No, the Navy. Quick buzzer costs the champion. Loses five, down to 45. In what Washington, D.C. landmark would you find the Great Rotunda? Michael?
The White House.
No, no, you find that in the Capitol. And champion loses another five. And again, now they're in a tie with Brian. You find the Great Rotunda either in the Capitol or at Tip O'Neill's house. The Great Rotunda. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Champion Michael missed a couple there at the end of that segment and dropped back, and now it is Michael and Brian in a tie at $40. We are back to the fame game. $15 money card up there on the board someplace. $10 money card. We're looking for famous people, plural. We are a songwriting team, a composer and a lyricist, noted for our work in the American theater. Both of us were born in New York City, one in 1895. The other, Brian, taking a chance.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
The chance pays off. You are right. Brian, now what's he going to pay off with as you go up there to that board?
I'll try number two, Jim.
And behind number two, we have
$400. Orpik again. That is a tough decision for a challenger. You can put $400 in your pocket or pass on that. Try to find something better, picking another number. What's it going to be?
I'll try number four.
And behind number four, we have mystery money, Orpik again.
Even tougher. You don't know what money is there. You could take that or pick another number.
I'll take the mystery money.
All right, let's see if you made the right decision. Well, you passed on $400. I hope you got more. Let's find out. You did. You got $500 in cash, right? Well, paid off to the tune of another $100. Those money cards stay up there. We'll add 25 a little bit later on. Back to this with, again, Brian and Michael in a tie because, of course, with the Fame game, they're not playing for dollars. You just stay right where you are unless you can add some up there with some money with a money card. Now, what country is governed by a parliament known as the Knesset? Michael?
Israel.
Israel is right. Michael back into the lead. Sometimes called soapstone, this mineral is so soft that its powdered form is often used in babies. Cindy?
Lime?
No. Oh, no. Babies, diapers? No, not lime. Talcum or talc, either one except. Don't use lime, Cindy.
No,
I'm sorry, Cindy. You lose another five there. No wonder the baby cries. Name the musical lovers who were sung about with these words. He was her man and he done her wrong. Cindy?
Frankie and Johnny.
There you go. All right. Now you got one. That a girl. Instant bargain. Oh, Michael, you've got a $5 lead. Not a big lead, but my goodness, what a wonderful prize you could walk away with. Look at this.
Michael, if you're a TV addict, you'll really turn on to this fabulous video system. Featuring a 25-inch monitor with a choice of three color modes and a high-performance video tuner to receive up to 105 channels with speakers from Beverly Stereo. This entertainment system is normally priced at $1,600. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
That's a big prize. That is a big prize. $1,600 worth of beautiful equipment, Michael. It would cost $15. Now, you have a $15 lead. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to do two things. I will first of all throw in, with all of this equipment, $500 in cash. That's a $2,100 bargain. And I will knock $5 off the price. You can have it all for $10. You would be trailing by just one question. But you'd be a little further away from that African safari. Maybe you could lose. Maybe you'd win. You've done so well in the speed round. What's it going to be? Trailing by five and having $2,100 worth of lovely equipment and cash, or a $5 lead? Going once. Going twice. No sale. He wants. Oh, Michael. Sale surprise went with it. Another $600. Never mind. He doesn't want to hear. Another $600. We'll be right back. Champion did not want to do any buying, and instead he hangs on to a $5 lead over Brian. And Cindy, come on, maybe you can get going in this segment. A lot of questions. Name the character in the Bible who was known for his coat of many colors. Cindy.
Joseph.
You got it. Cindy gets another five, one of 15. Yeah. What European country lies immediately north of the Rock of Gibraltar? Michael?
Spain.
Spain it is, and Michael with a $10 lead. Who wrote the 1947 Pulitzer Prize-winning play, A Streetcar? Michael?
Tennessee Williams.
Streetcar named Desire, Tennessee Williams it is, as Michael just beats Brian at the buzzer. Third and final crack at that Fame game board. Big $25 money card up there someplace. A famous person is who we're looking for. When I was born in Ireland in 1769, I was named Arthur. 45 years later, I achieved lasting fame in France. At age 18, I entered the British Army and rose to high rank before I became 35. I helped establish British military power in India, where my brother was Governor General. When British troops defeated the French in Portugal, I was their commanding general. And in 1814, I led the English, Michael?
Wellington.
At the Battle of Waterloo, you are right. It is the Duke of Wellington. Yeah. Michael, pick on the board.
Number eight.
And behind number eight, we have $10.
The other two big ones.
Seven and the number six.
Michael finds a $10 money card to be added to his score. He goes to 65. Now we finish up the game with the speed round. Michael has been so tough in those speed rounds. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? It is Michael at 65. Brian, you're not that far behind at 40. Cindy at 15. Good luck to three nice people. We start the speed round now. In what Italian city is the famous Leaning Tower? Michael.
Pisa.
Right. According to the adage, how do old habits die, Michael?
Very slow.
Wrong. What Australian hunting weapon comes back, Brian?
Boomerang.
Right. How many queen bees will you find, Cindy?
One.
Right. What is your John Hancock? Michael.
Your signature.
Right. In which eastern state can you see Amish festivals? Michael?
Pennsylvania.
Right. Name the politician who made the famous Checkers speech. Michael?
Richard Nixon.
Right. What city do you live in if you are a Muscovite? Michael?
Moscow.
Right. Give the famous nickname of the warship the USS... Michael?
Old Ironsides.
Right. What university has a dramatic society called the Hasty Pudding? Cindy?
Harvard.
Right. Which of our 50 states has the largest population? Michael?
California.
Right. What sea was named for the Roman god of the sea? What planet was named? Cindy?
Neptune.
Right. You got it. That's it. Name the satirical author of Animal Farm. Michael?
George Orwell.
Right. What state of time is up? And Michael has done it again. In the speed round. My goodness. He is so tough in that speed round. Congratulations. First of all, I didn't get a chance to finish it. He still got it. The 50 states with the largest, I was going to say population. Michael said California, and he was right. And the USS Constitution is Old Ironsides. Again, he knew it. And how do old habits die? Sometimes very slow, but old habits die hard, is the old adage there. Michael didn't need that one for the win, however. Got to say goodbye to Brian and Cindy. And I guess when he found that money card there at the end, it kind of got him rolling into the speed round. Brian, you did very well. You made a good decision to take the money. You've got $545 in cash, and our thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Cindy, you got going there at the end. That's nice. Hope you had a good time with us.
Thank you.
You've got the cash in front of you, but again, it is Michael Friedman who's joining me up here. The Shabby. Well done. Congratulations, Michael. Oh, we add that money up onto your previous total. What a total you've got now. $482. Take a look at this.
Answer the call of the wild on an incredible safari to Africa. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Kenya for an unforgettable 16-day adventure in the big game reserves. The law of the jungle will unfold before your very eyes as you experience an old-time camping safari led by an experienced guide. This exciting adventure, normally priced at $16,000. Yours on Sale of the Century for only $445.
That's a big trip. You've done much traveling, Michael?
I don't think Canada counts too much.
No, that's kind of close, but Africa, would that intrigue you at all?
Very much.
That's a heck of a trip, very expensive trip, but you have enough money to buy it. It would cost $445. You've got $482, so you can easily afford to take that trip and everything else you've picked up and leave. However, do you know just $48 more and another win? You've got to win. That's always the kicker. $48 more. Michael can have this.
Pave the way to luxurious driving with the Cadillac Eldorado. An automobile of time-honored elegance with the sportiness of a custom personal car and the comfort and engineering sophistication of a great luxury car. Furnished by Modern Motors. And this luxury car, normally priced at $31,219. Yours on Sale of the Century for only $530.
Just $48 away. Take a look at it, Michael.
It's incredible.
It's a beautiful car. Another win it would take, and $48 more. Now, if you can't make up your mind between the speedboat that you passed on in the last show, the trip to Africa, the car, I'll tell you this. $158 more it would take. Get to $640. We'll give you every prize we've got on the stage. That is $72,539 worth. And if you can get to $750 and keep winning, then we'll give you all the prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $69,000.
So in total, the way you're going, who knows, you could have $141,539 in cash and prizes. That is a lot. However, it means passing on beautiful things in order to take that chance. And this is a beautiful thing that you can take right now. $482, Michael, you can take that trip to Africa and leave or put your money in the bank. The car is next. Think about it. Tough decision. We'll find out what you want to do in a moment. Michael Friedman, big total, $482. That's a lot of winning. That's taken a lot of chances, and I know you like that trip. So just say yes, and we'll give you this African safari, and you can take off for a fabulous vacation with everything else you've picked up. And I know you're over $11,000 in cash and prizes already. Or put that money in the bank, taking another risk, $48 more dollars in the win, and you'll have this beautiful automobile. That's a tough decision. Everything on the stage is next. Michael, what's it going to be? Going to take the trip and leave, or are you going to take the risk and come back with the car next?
Well, Jim, I think the car would look really nice in my parents' driveway, so I'm going to come back.
You're going to come back. So he's not going to take the trip. He's going to take the chance instead. $482 goes into his bank account. A win with $48 more dollars on our next show, he'd have the car. And remember, too, we'll have another $1,000. That cash jackpot's going to $70,000. That's something to think about next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.